Civil servant Obed Karinga of Tshikono Honour 18th suburb is a disappointed man, as he has not yet received his 13th cheque after the government decided to stagger the payment of bonuses in 2014 owing to dwindling finances. To compound his misery, Karinga says government failed to pay workers on time. He says the staggering of bonuses might be a bad indicator of worse days ahead.
It's all gloom and doom, especially more so when we have the government failing to pay its workers in time. It might mean that we may resort to the Zim dollar, which might be very costly to the country as well.
Businessman Abisha Karonga concurs, saying 2015 is likely to be worse than last year as the cost of production goods for sale continues to rise.
The cost of production here, or the cost of fixed overheads, they're very high. I can't invent anything.
But private construction worker Kenny Nyakoche is optimistic that the country's economy will improve this year. Nyakoche pins his hopes on agriculture, saying Zimbabwe is likely to record a bumper crop harvest this year as it is currently receiving heavy rains. Agriculture used to be the mainstay of the economy until the late 1990s, when the Zimbabwe economy started crumbling due to various factors, including hyperinflation and internal political conflicts. Nyakoche further says politicians in the ruling ZANU-PF, fond of fighting over trivial issues at times, are expected to focus on reviving the ailing economy.
The new leadership, I think, is going to bring us a better life, a better economy to the country.
His views are echoed by Karonga, who bemoans the lack of harmony among all stakeholders in tackling the economy, which according to government was set to grow by more than 3% in 2014.
As a country, we are divided. So that's one thing which is not good for the country. We need to come up with a social contract. The government, the business, and even the labor, they must be in harmony in order for us to move forward.
Although various sectors of the economy are struggling to survive due to lack of capital and other issues, some Chinoy residents say the country should reintroduce its own currency. They believe, without elaboration, that it is improper to use the United States dollar, Botswana pula, South African rand, and other currencies. According to Nyakoche, such moves will complement what he calls commendable efforts taken by the government to introduce special bond coins minted in South Africa.
There is nothing bad about these coins. I think it was long overdue. In fact, 2009, when he introduced this multi-currency whatever, we were not even supposed to have killed our own currency.
The coins, which have the same value as the United States cents, were released into the money market 2 weeks ago. Zimbabwe adopted a multi-currency system in 2009 owing to historic hyperinflation. Some Zimbabweans are refusing to use the coins, claiming that the country is attempting to reintroduce the damned Zimbabwean dollar. Central Bank Governor John Mangunja has dismissed these suggestions, saying local people will not be forced to use the coins worth $10 million. Local commuter Peter Ngondowe believes that Zimbabwe made a big blunder when it introduced the coins in an effort to tackle the general shortage of change in the country. Despite most of these challenges, some Chinoy residents still hope for the best in 2015, saying the government should tackle corruption, implement relevant policies to attract foreign investors, and engage both the West and Asia in order to create a conducive environment for significant economic growth this year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.